Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Good evening, race fans. They're having a little technical difficulty there with the show. People calling and texting can't get in, so bear with us a little bit. And we're going to try to see what's going on. Hopefully everybody out there can hear me. But we're going to proceed with what we got and see if the host can get some things cleared up. Okay. With tonight's show, I guess, as you know, we always try to come on and have Ernie on to give us great tech tips and things, that information to help assist us with our
Tracy,
program.
Give me a moment. Give me a moment, and I'll see if the board works well enough to get Ernie on.
Okay. Well, we're going to see if we can get Ernie. We have a few problems right now. How's everybody doing out there tonight? In the Grudge world, I'd like to know what kind of action was going on around the weekend. If some guys had some kind of races going on around the weekend, I appreciate if they come on, push the one button, and get ready to talk about it. If you got an upcoming event, talk about it. I know I was out enjoying a race this weekend myself, so I'm kind of talking about that. As y'all know, a while back, a racing legend lost his whole brand new race car. It caught on fire and burnt to the ground. They had a benefit race going on at Montgomery, Alabama. Montgomery, Alabama. So, you know, I try to support. So I went to Montgomery, Alabama to enjoy that event. Sharing on the benefit race, the big drag, you know. Good race, man. A lot of people turned out for the cause. It's always a good thing, you know, try to support when you can, some form, some fashion, when something like that happens. So, take my hat off the big drag. Everybody went out to support that race. It was a good thing. But I see we got Ernie on now, so before we get off in the rest of the upcoming events, we'll let Ernie come on and do his thing. How you doing, Ernie?
Hey, Tracy, how's it going on this evening?
Going pretty good, Ernie. I was on the show earlier, and I hear you giving some good information out. I'm going to let you come on in a moment. do the things that you got to do on this show here.
Okay. A few things we went over on the other show, and it actually turned out to be a lot of things we went over on the other show, is that how do you winterize your car? It seems like a simple thing. I never really put a lot of attention to it, and I started thinking about it. When you winterize your car now, even in Texas, it gets cold. So we're going to take a situation where you've got freezing weather. The car needs to be jacked up so there's no weight on the tires. If the tires are setting over the winter, that cold spot and the weight of the car will create a flat spot and a hard spot on the tire. So we want to jack the car up, make sure there's no weight on the tires. We want to add some fuel treatment to the fuel, to the racing fuel. Crank the car up, let it run a little bit, and then we want to drain the fuel cell. We want to drain the carburetors, pull one of the bottom screws out of the carburetor float, catch the fuel that comes out, and pour it in a fuel jug, close it up, put it aside. Now, that fuel next year cannot be used for racing. It's going to lose some of its aromatics. It's going to lose some of its chemicals. So if you want to do anything with that fuel, you can use it for cranking up, warming up, testing, checking, but do not use it to go down the track. Drain some of the water out of the radiator, and you want to figure that about a 50-50 mix of antifreeze, good antifreeze. Put it in the radiator, turn on the water pump, let it circulate through the motor for about 20 minutes. You've got to remember that just draining the water out of the block and out of the heads does not get all the water out of the block. It'll set in the low parts of the block. If it gets cold enough to freeze, it's going to crack. Check your water in your check the acid in your batteries. If you've got a lead acid battery, make sure that the acid is filled up, and use the proper battery acid. You can get it at O'Reilly's for about $12 for 5 quarts. Do not put regular water or tap water into a battery. The chemicals in the water, the chlorine, everything else they add to the water, plus the calcium and everything else that is in the water, will react with the lead plates and the acid and will kill your battery. So anytime you add any fluid to a battery, make sure it's battery acid. If you're forced to add and you don't have battery acid, you need to have some sterile water. You can get it at Walmart for $1 a gallon. It has no chemicals in it. You can put it in your battery. It'll dilute the acid a little bit, but it will work fine. Distilled water, that's the name I'm thinking of. Charge the battery up. You've got to remember that battery's going to be sitting for 2 to 3 months. Charge it up, and about once a month, put another little trickle charge on it. Take your valve covers off, and I like to relieve the pressure on my valves completely. Some people say you can bump the motor over, but I have a situation of where is it going to stop on the same point, and then you're going to end up compressing a valve spring. So just loosen them up. It's work that needs to be done anyhow. You'll need to look at them before you start the car up at the end of the season. And that's pretty much going to get you ready for the winter. The main thing is keeping the motor from freezing and keep the tires off the ground. Over the weeks, I try to keep a tally of the questions that people ask, and the question keeps coming back up, what jets to use in a carburetor. And as a good range for a motor up to 450 cubic inches, that is a nitrous-powered, not a normally aspirated motor, a 84 to 86 jet in the carburetor works fine. If you're bigger than that, 88 to 90 jet is all the jetting you need. If you get more than that, you're going to have problems with the motor surging on the big end and trying to trace down a problem with the motor running rich. It's easier to just get the carburetor right and then tune the nitrous so you're not chasing your tail. Let's put it out there and see if we've got any questions, and I'll see if I can handle them. But while we're waiting on that, one of the other things I touched tonight was, you know, everybody drives to races. Some of you drive 24, 36 hours. Have you thought about how much driving time your driver of your rig has? If you've raced for 2 or 3 days, you've been up all hours of the night. Okay, the race is over. What's the first thing you want to do? Let's go home. You will go to sleep between 3 and 5 o'clock in the morning are the worst hours. You know, you got somebody that go, hey, you know, Fred's going to be awake. Okay. Well, for next thing you do, Fred's over there snoring. That's not helping you any. And like I said earlier this evening, the only way you're going to stay awake without falling asleep is having to pee. So unless you want to drink a lot of tea and a lot of diet drinks, so you got to go to the bathroom all the time, and then you ain't going to be driving. Pull over in a rest area, a truck stop, get you 30 minutes to an hour sleep, and then go back on the road. Life will be a whole lot easier. There's nothing that you've got to get home fast enough worth your life. Trace, I'm going to turn it back over to you, and let's see if we got some questions.
Okay, Sharon, we got any hands up?
You've got a couple of hands up, Tracy, but they were up at the beginning of the show. I can go to them if you want to see if they have questions for Ernie.
Go ahead.
Smooth, you got a question for Ernie?
I'm about to
Who?
Do you have a question for Ernie?
Okay, let me take that. I got a question later on, though.
Okay, all right. I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Bushnell, you got a question for Ernie?
Uh-huh.
What you got?
Is this Ernie the Nitrous Man?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Ernie, I want to ask you a question. If you got 2 fobbers on your car, and can you run a 15-pound bar? I know a lot of guys be telling me I need to put 2 10-pound bottles in there. Oh, I need another nitrous pound, another bottle in there. But I know for a fact I've seen a guy with I worked on a car for a guy that he had 2 fobbers on the engine, and he was just using only 1 15-pound bottle.
Can you use 1 15-pound bottle? Yes,
on,
you can.
On 2 fobbers, yes.
On 2 fobbers, yes, you can.
Okay,
you can
that's what I wanted to know, because there's just extra room. I'm sorry, go ahead, Ernie, I'm sorry.
Okay, but where you run into a problem is going to be in the tune-up. Your first stage is going to see 950 PSI on your bottle pressure. So when it comes on, it's going to start using that bottle pressure, and the bottle pressure is going to start dropping. The second stage is going to see a lower pressure, which is going to cause the combination to go richer. So you have to either compensate by dropping the fuel pressure or dropping the fuel jets.
On the number 2 kit?
Yes, on the second kit.
Okay.
So
the fuel pressure or the fuel jet. All
right. Right. Some way you've got to take fuel out of the second stage, because it's going to only see maybe 900 pounds of pressure.
Right.
That's the reason why 2 bottles works so good. Each bottle is, if you set it at 950, both bottles being a full bottle are going to get the same pressure, and the drop-off is going to be identical.
Same.
So a 15-pound bottle, the first stage gets a lot in a hurry. The second stage, the pressure is down, and the volume going out is less. So as long as you tune for it, yeah, it'll work.
Okay.
But then
you know, you're
carrying the extra weight along with everything else.
Okay, so you say either take fuel out of it and take either peel the nitrous out up and peel the fuel down. You said fuel on both ends of it,
one way or the other, because like I say, if you're going to do that, I would say the first stage is 5.5 pounds flow and pressure. The second stage is probably going to be 5.25 to 5 pounds.
I got you. All right. All right. Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay, Butch, now you got that?
Let me see, I got it.
We're going to get the next hand up. Where's Sharon, the next hand?
503-0095. Your mic is open.
Hey, Ernie, this is Doug from Portland. I got two 1150 Dominators, and I got a nitrous motor. It's 555 big block, and it's got all nitrous stuff in it. And I have no power valves in it.
Doug, I'm sorry. Can I get you to hold that question just a second? Ernie dropped off. Let me get him back on.
Okay.
Hold your question.
Hold
just
on,
a
Doug.
Second.
Hey, Doug, what's going on
out there? Oh, pretty good. Nothing but the rain, man.
I hear you, man.
So we're gonna get some racing going on this weekend. I got a buddy of mine that I've been telling you about. His name is Paya. He got one of them big 900 cubic inch motors, and he's
big
gonna do this weekend.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna try to help him out some with it, and he's going down to Vegas on that Super National Streetcar Nationals we have every year in November.
Okay. Wait a minute, she's trying to get Ernie back on right quick and see if he can give you an answer. I mean, anybody out there, you know, if you got a question, you know, Ernie be giving away some good information. I heard him on the other show and some guys came with a lot of good questions, man. If it's something out of you, guys, full information, man. I will push the one button and I can keep good answers to the questions. So,
good evening, copy car.
Okay, Ernie's back on. Go ahead on, Doug.
Okay, Ernie, how you doing?
Hey, doing good.
Thank you for sending me that that wrench I got from you. I want to really appreciate that.
Oh,
but,
put it up so you can find it.
Oh, yeah. Even though you spelled my last name wrong, but, hey, as long as you had the address right.
Hey, as long as it got there, you know, hey, that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah. I got a... You know, I got a 555 big block, and it's got two 1150 Dominators. And I'm wondering, is it better to run with power valves in these 1150 Dominators or no power valves? And what jets should I use in that motor? It's all nitrous motor.
I definitely wouldn't use a power valve because the first time that motor does anything, it's going to blow them out, and you're going to have all kinds of problems. So I would blank the power valves. As far
okay,
as what jetting... Okay, great. As far as the jets, with your combination, 86s will work fine. If it's still a little rich, I would go to 84s. Now, here again, this is a nitrous tune-up, not a normally aspirated tune-up. Normally
right.
aspirated, you would probably be in the 98s, 96 to 98s. So I would start with that setup. Fuel pressure going to the carburetor is about 8 pounds, and
okay.
It should be good to go.
Okay. This is the setup that I have in it right now. The setup I have in it right now, and it's falling on its face after it gets out the hole. It's got 104 jets in it, and I talked with Holly, and they told me to set my fuel pressure going to the carburetors at like 6.5 or 7. And it's
6.5. The only thing you want to do with the fuel pressure. Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
The biggest.
What's happening is the car leaves the line, but it's not leaving. It leaves fair, but after I get it out of the hole and get to going, it falls on its face. And the metering blocks in it is the metering blocks that came with these 1150 Dominators.
Yeah.
And I've talked with some buddies of mine, and they're telling me that, you know, I had a Dominator on there before, which was 1150, and it had 600 metering blocks that were drilled out to work with that 1150. But now I went to a tunnel ram, and it has stock metering blocks in it with no power valves, and I got big jets in it, and it still falls on its face, and then I put 100 jets in it, and it got even worse.
Yeah, your jetting on the carburetors is way too big, and that's if they're being too large, that's exactly what it's going to do. It's going to want to leave at low RPM because you've got a lot of RPM and no load on the engine. As soon as the
right.
motor starts loading and the nitrous comes on, it increases the vacuum through the carburetors and pulls the fuel, siphons it out of the carburetors. Now,
okay.
as far as the fuel pressure going to the carburetor, anywhere from 6 to 8 pounds is great.
Right.
The only main thing you want to do is have a constant supply going to the carburetor so that when it's feeding, that the carburetor doesn't run dry. It's like a toilet bowl. They got to stay full so you have a good, efficient motor. But you're definitely 10 points per jet too rich for that carburetor.
Okay, so them big jets, that would make it fall on its face like that too.
Oh, man, it, really bad fall on its face. Get those things down to 86, 88, and that puppy will run.
86, 88, okay. I'm going to try putting those in there and see what happens with it.
Okay, sounds good. Like I say, that's a nitrous combination, so when you're using nitrous, that's going to put it all right there.
Okay, now what about running that just on the motor without the nitrous? Would that still make it work pretty good?
If you're going to run just the motor, then you're going to need a larger jet size. I would probably go into the 94 range and maybe do some fine-tuning from there, but definitely get away from those hundreds.
Okay. So what about the 96s? I had 96s in there before, and they would it fell on its face then.
Okay, then you got to come on down. I was telling you it's running way too rich. We've got a 706 that we run in a top dragster, that
right.
Scott King's car, and we've got 88s and a 706 motor. And that's all we run, and it'll go out there all day and run a 390-40 at nearly 200 miles an hour. So you're jetting, especially, you know, that's just one carburetor. So you imagine if you double that on your motor, which is smaller, 200 cubic inches smaller, it's like sticking a hose pipe in it.
So what would you recommend our work in between the 86s and 88s?
I would put the 88s in there as a good starting point with or without nitrous. Because with the 2.4s, you've got so much more area for that motor to get fuel.
Okay. And what about the...
Yeah. Won't you take Ernie's number, Doug, and call him, you know, and he'll probably take time to walk you through something. It really help you out where, you know, you want to be in a rush, so
I'll call you tomorrow probably and talk with you a little more on this when we have more time to talk. How about that?
Okay, just give me a call, 1-800-NITROUS.
I got you.
1-800-NITROUS.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Okay, Sharon, go to the next call.
214-6154, your mic is open.
Okay, mute that noise, if that's him.
Okay, Tracy, it's the mics that I'm opening that have their hands up. If you've got, okay, right now I've got a couple of hands up, Danger Racing and 214-6154. If you're listening to the show but you don't want to talk, press the one button, take your hand down. Other than that, Tracy, you don't have any more hands up.
Okay. All right, Ernie, well, with that said, Ernie, I guess anybody else got a question for Ernie, you can give him a call at 1-800-NITROUS. Ernie will help you out. He's always be very knowledgeable, very helpful. Coming on, we can take you on to take a tip. Ernie, So you can stand by when we listen to the show. Appreciate you coming on.
Yes, sir, Tracy. I appreciate you having me. And if y'all, like I say, if y'all got any questions, give me a call. The 1-800-NITROUS is 1-800-648-7687. Just give us a call. Doesn't matter whose equipment you have, we'll try to help you out with it. Coffee Garden Nitro Systems. Tracy, y'all have a good evening. Appreciate you letting me come on the show.
Okay, appreciate you, Darren, always.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, so, all right, we're going to go and see if anybody got an upcoming event that they want to come on and want to talk about. I had a race this past weekend, but let me finish talking about the race I was talking about in Montgomery, Alabama. Was a big benefit race, a big drag, man. It was a good thing, good to see the guys, and a lot of people came out to support that cause. It's a good cause, man. We have with anybody, and we try to spread that kind of stuff around as much as we can when people have events like that, things like that happen to them, man. That's kind of a bad thing, but, you know, just to show people came together and supported and came out for that race, man. It was put together by Rudge Inc., Mike Hill. You know, Rudge Inc. stepped up, Mike Hill stepped up, and, you know, got people to come out and support, and it was a good thing. So we kind of like to see that, man. I've seen a lot of faces people hadn't seen in a while, so it's always good to happen. Also, some good racing going on out there. Some real good racing going on. A couple of S10s, and I think Scooby went down on one of the Arkansas boys, T-Mac and them were trying to do their thing, but, man, I tell you what, if you saw that race, you wouldn't believe how Scooby won that race when he was getting that truck down the track. Man, you wouldn't believe when his wind light came on, he shocked everybody, but it happened. So I believe the Arkansas boys on here, they're going to be trying to do that race again. I know they got a race coming up. They might want to come on and try to let people know about that race. Also, as you know, Turbo Tim was running the 9-on-1 bad boys at King Kong Car, man. That was one race. I guess you can see Turbo Tim, man. We could have done something a little different. Things happen, man. Sometimes you don't make a pass and lose on the start line. That's the way it go. And the main event of the night, I can say, that happened out there was Cold Killer. Going up against the 9-on-1 bad boys, they knew called Candy Cane Car. So, hey, what's a nice looking Camaro, the Candy Cane Car. You know, Cold Killer got a G-body reel. You know, hey, that's one car. I don't know if y'all seen the videos. You know, as you know, Cold Killer got a race coming up October the 19th. Anybody can make a national dragway October the 19th. They got a big race going out there. A lot of G-bodies, a lot of 28, 29 action going to be going down. And that Regal is something to see. All I can say, that Regal is something to see. And, I know 9-on-1 bad boys, they'll be back trying to make action, trying to pick things up. So that said, man, I want to come up and I'm going to talk about an upcoming race that I have here, man. It's going on in this area down here, for everybody to know. Temple Academy Dragway, man, October the 19th, which is Little River Dragway. All trucks, as long as not a chassis truck, and welcome. Going to have a shootout going on down there for the trucks. Then we're going to have a 28-inch tie. Get in and do your thing, man. It's going to be a day of fun and some grudging. Like you said, we've got some boys coming from local boys coming around from here. Dallas, Houston going to do their thing, man. So we're going to just try to have a day of fun down there at the small track, Little River Dragway, break some action for them. That's my home going track, so we'll try to just do something for the fans, man. Got a lot of guys in the area around here getting excited about it. So if you can make it October the 19th, come on down Little River Dragway. It's off 95, off Highway 95, about 9 miles south of Temple. So with that said, Cheryl, we're going to go to the line. And anybody got any upcoming events? We can talk about the upcoming events so we get off into the night stopping and see where this thing takes us tonight. Anybody else got a comment they want to make about something, you can push the one button at this time and come on with your comments before we get ready to go off on this topic tonight. So any new hands up about upcoming events or locked-in race?
You had one hand that just came up.
Okay.
512-2967. Your mic is open. 512-2967. Your hand is up. Your mic is open.
I don't think
they're not paying attention.
Okay, we're gonna start this thing, man. Man, nobody else got nothing to talk about as far as the upcoming event or race that happened this weekend. Nobody hand popped up. We're gonna talk about something. A nice topic, man. It's something I heard on another show. And you know, kind of surprised. I mean, like I say, hey man, it's a matter of opinion, it's a matter of what you think. How do you look at it? If you believe it to be that way, or you don't believe it to be that way, I just kind of want to put it out here, man, and see what are some of the other growers folks think about the topic, man, and about, you know, any race, any growers races, you know, do you believe that all races is a 50? You have a 50-50 chance of winning, regardless of the car. Do you believe in a grudge race, regardless of the car, that everybody has a 50-50 chance to win, and so you should race? Now, think about it. It's grudge racing. Grudge racing bet they money. A 50-50 chance of winning. That's the question that I'm asking to the grudge world. Do you believe?
Tracy, can I interrupt you 1 second? I do have one person who chimed in just a little bit late. They have they want to talk a little bit more about an upcoming event that you briefly mentioned. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Cam, your mic is open.
Hey, Atomic Dog, how you doing?
What's going on? Who is this?
It's Cam with D&D Racing out of Arkansas.
What up, man? What's going on? Oh, y'all this weekend? What's happening?
Oh, not much. I just want to say something a little brief about the show we have on October the 12th in Prescott, Arkansas.
Let the folks know about it. Come on, tell us what you got.
October the 12th, we have an first annual Down and Dirty Grudge Race in Prescott, Arkansas. Gates open at 12 noon. $15 entry fee. Kids 12 and under are free. We have a 28-inch tire and 275 tire. Shootout, $3,000 to win. Free entry fee. All-day grudging. We got Texas own Kenny Duke locked in with the 901 boys. We got the Boss Bias looking for action with his small block 28-inch tire Mustang. Gadget out of Mississippi looking for action. Got a few Texas boys coming down, Debo and some of the other cars. I think he said a Nightmare coming. So anybody else out there interested in coming, y'all come on down, man. It's going down October the 12th.
Who can you block up with up there?
901 boys.
Which car are you running? 901.
The junior car. Yeah.
The junior
locked
car?
In with the junior car. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, that'll be a good race, man. I know y'all are gonna bring action. Y'all, hey, I saw that race Sunday night. Y'all looking to do Scooby again or what?
Yeah, man, we tried to run it right back, but he said he had broke something on his truck, you know. But, yeah, we're going to run him again.
Y'all going to run him again? Yeah, I was looking at that race, man. Scooby had his hands full, and I was shocked when I saw that light come on Scooby's side. As much trouble he looked like he was in, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, all right, man, he got to be the luckiest man in drag racing, man. As hard as he had to drive that truck, and I thought I was going to catch him, but, you know, a lot of people think we slept on the light, but our truck damn near completely went dead on the line right before the tree dropped.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That's racing.
Yeah, that's racing. Because I tell you what, you don't hardly see nobody win a race with the shape that Scooby was in with that truck. Not one time, two or three times. And it went like 10 miles. So, boy, I looked at that and kind of like, what? It kind of surprised me, boy. Like you say, that's racing, man. That's racing.
That's racing.
Yeah. One thing about it, y'all 0-3 up against Scooby right now with that truck, huh?
0-2. One time in Crandall, one time in Montgomery, yeah.
Okay, 0-2,
and still ain't had enough.
Yeah, I see y'all that night. That's one thing I can say about the Arkansas boy with that little truck. Y'all come to race, that for sure. Y'all definitely trying to race. Y'all definitely trying to race. I see that now, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Keep doing your thing. I like to see.
Well, I appreciate you for letting me come on, Atomic Dog. Go ahead on with the show.
Okay, man. All right. All right, yeah. Now, back to this topic, man. It's first, I got a couple of things we're going to talk about tonight. But the first part of it is, man, it's about the 50-50. I don't want people to push the one, but if you think, regardless, any grudge race, it don't matter on the car, the racer got a 50-50 chance to win, and he shouldn't be scared to take a chance on betting his money because it's racing now. I want to see how many people agree with that, and I'm going to give a scenario now because there was a big debate about this on a talk show, and the guy was doing his best to try to persuade people to see it his way. And, you know, I've been racing for a long time, man, and I just sitting back and had a hard time understanding. I said, you know what, I'm going to put this out here and see how many people, how do you feel about that? Now, for instance, you can take, say, I'm going to throw one out there. I'm going to take a car, everybody familiar with, take Roy James' car. Everybody around here pretty much know Roy James. And Twin and them know they got a pretty nice car, know the car run real good. Now, you take that car, and I'm not throwing nobody on the bus, I'm just giving a scenario. Roy James' car against, let's say, the Blue Fane, the Butler Boys. Everybody knows the Butler Boys. Everybody knows the Butler Boys around this way and know Roy James. Now, I know everybody's saying that two cars can race. The thing is, they say people won't race because they're scared, but everybody got a 50-50 chance of racing, so you should bet your money and race to bring action. Now, that's just a scenario. In any case, how many people believe, it's their opinion now, that every race, regardless of who you're racing, is a 50-50? We can go to the line and push the one button. And I just want to open this up for discussion because it's a big discussion. And, you know, some people, you never know how they think. It's a matter of opinion. So, Terry, let's go to a line that I want guys to push the one button and believe. Do you believe every car, every race is a 50-50? Every race is 50-50.
Boom, your mic is open.
Boom, what's going on?
Hey, Atomic Dog, this is Big Buddy Boom.
What's going on, Boom?
Oh, man, I'm sitting here. I wanted to collaborate up on the Arkansas boys, man. Those are some stand-up guys, man, and I will be in the house. It's questionable whether I'm going to have a vehicle, because, you know, I no longer have my S10, but I will be in Arkansas October the 12th. Those guys are standing up here, man. Scooby drove that truck, man. Them guys, they're like two rams in the mountain, man. I can tell you. And I talk to you, Atomic Dog, and I enjoy myself for that benefit race, man. And I draw the people and the spectators in the race. And I'm looking forward to going to see them guys. But on your conversation or your title tonight, Atomic Dog, I am the underdog, okay? And I firmly do believe that. If I got the opportunity and chance to get there, there's a possibility I can win. And I do believe there's a 50-50 chance. because he might catch on fire and he let go the train break button. You know, that shit happens. And this is race. And I tell people that all the time. And that's why I take my hands out to the P&D guys, man, who was raised in school, you know. You know, some people get tired of trying the same thing over. But, you know, the man keep your luck on them.
Guy that's racing these cars is betting their money.
I don't believe nobody going to bet their money knowing that they ain't got a chance in hell. And believe every race is a 50-50. That's just my opinion. Me personally, I don't believe that. I believe guys going to bet their money and take chances on cars. Hey, if it's a 50-50, yeah, some guys ain't going to race nobody. They feel like they got a 20. You know, 50% chance of winning, 20% chance of losing. Some people just not going to bet. But a 50-50, a lot of people take a 50-50, but every car, to me, is not. And I just want to hear what some of the girls were saying, because it was a big thing going on the other day about that. So we're going to go to the lines, and, hey, Sharon, let's go to the next caller and see what somebody got to say. Push your one button. If you feel the thing different, hey, push your one button. Let the girls people know. Hey, you know, never know. Some folks might think that. Tell the girls world what you think. Looks like Sharon's in the private room right now, so I got a couple other hands up here that look like they're just listening. If you got your hand up and I don't know, you just put your hand up and you want to comment on that, push the one button, take your hand out and push it again and put your hand back up. I believe Sharon's in the private room right now. I just want to hear what some folks got to say on that. Is every race a 50-50? Don't make no difference to who you're racing, so. I mean, there was a big discussion about that. It went on and went on and went on. We just want to know. So, push the one button and see. I can't tell if my board might be messed up. Sharon, are you there? I can't tell if you.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm here.
Showing you in the proper room here. So, I don't know if another hand popped up or not. Go ahead if you see a hand.
You don't have any other hands up, but Smooth, your mic is open. And Bushnell, I can't tell with Bushnell. Bushnell, I'm going to open up your mic and see. Bushnell, do you have a comment on that?
Oh, no, I ain't have no comment.
Okay. I don't know when you
well,
do or don't because...
Speak your opinion on it, Bushnell. You race a lot. I mean, do you think that every race that you race, or every race, period, is the person got a 50-50 regardless of, like, regardless of who you race? What do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, because you never know, Tom McDonald. So, yeah, I don't think you have a 50-50 chance. You know, you can feel like you got a man covered and shit, and it don't go right. I had a race the first year, and I felt like I had a man covered, and he beat me. So, I mean, you know, yeah, I guess, you know, you got a 50% chance, you know. So, you know, but he won't give me no get-back race on it no more, but I guess that's how I go, though, you know.
Okay, what was your deciding factor to race him? Did you thought you had a 50-50?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I would say any given day you got a 50-50 because I say I predict to beat the guy, you know what I'm saying? So I would say, yeah, you know. I predict that I will beat the guy, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I would say, yeah, I would think it would be a 50-50 chance on who's going to win or lose on it, man.
So you would run the Butler boys car with your 28-inch tire because you got a 50-50 chance to win, is what you're saying?
Oh, no, I won't. No, I mean, if a car kind of sitting like me, yeah, it's a 50-50 chance of
okay.
A car sitting like me. Nah,
okay.
I can't run my car with Butler car because he not even in my, you know, my class to do, even do that. You know, he can't even
okay,
stick me out close enough for me to run it.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at, man, because this
it was
a statement in the grudge game, and, you know, and I'm just curious to...
No, that ain't...
I believe
that ain't no 50-50 chance, y'all, Tommy.
Huh?
I said, that ain't no 50-50 chance right there. That ain't a chance at all right there. He could, like I said, he couldn't even stick me out further enough. I wouldn't want to be out there that far anyway for him to stick me out. You know, I might spin out or he might run over. I mean, it could be some freak accident shit going on. That's some shit like that.
Okay. I just wonder because, you know, you had a few people who felt like that every race out there,
no.
The 50-50, make no difference what kind of car it is. If you still got a 50-50, I mean, and people tell me you should bet your money because you got a chance. So I'm just curious about that and curious to see how people feel about it. And, you know, I want to just make sure they understand the 50-50 don't mean everybody come back and no, I got to feel this. So we got to be similar. We got to kind of sit something alike. But if you don't sit nothing alike, I mean, is it still 50-50? Let's go to the line, Sharon, see, push the one button, see what some other folks got to say. I'm just kind of curious about how people think about the 50-50.
Jackie Deaver, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening? I don't have a clear-cut answer to this, but I'm going to give you an honest answer. I feel like man, I feel like if it's a shootout, I feel like I got a 50-50 chance on anybody. I feel like if it's a drug race and I'm betting my money, now call me what you want to call me, money's too hard to come by. So, I mean, if I don't feel like I got a chance, I'm going to keep the bet low. If I feel like I got a chance or I think I'm in the favor a little bit, then shit, I might even bust the bet up. And it still don't mean I'm going to win the race. It could go either way at that point. I mean, because it's still the drag racing, by nature, anything can happen. But, I mean, just to say 50-50 on any race out there, man, I think if you're looking at the money aspect from a drug racer, it's going to be hard to say, yeah, I bet $1,000, $2,000 on any race out there. I mean, that's just not, I don't think that's good sense to me, but that's just my opinion.
Well, I agree with you on that, Jackie. I mean, I feel the same way. I don't feel like every race is a 50-50. I mean, you know, we on the same page with that. You know, you'll take chances on races, you know, you think that you got a chance. But, I mean, every race is not a 50-50. I mean, that's just my opinion. Some people might think different. I'm just trying to put it out here with the Glory World and try to find out. And you might have some guys out here that feel like they're gambling money on any race, regardless of what it is. And I'm just trying to get put their feet down here and do what they got to say. So somebody got a bust in the background. Oh, that's you, Jenny. Okay, so sharing, go to the line and see the other calls. We kind of want to see where it's going to go and see what people think about this. Because if everybody feel like that, which right now don't seem like many people, there always got to be some kind of stipulation. But go to the next call.
817-7373. Your mic is open.
Somebody's got close to the internet. I can hear the apple in the background. If you're close to the internet and you got the phone on, mute your phone because you're helping. I can hear you helping. So if you're not talking, you need to mute your phone.
Hello?
Hey, Sheriff, you got to mute. Sheriff, you got to hold on. Sheriff, you got to mute Bush now because he don't know where mute is.
Bushnell is muted. 817-7373. Your mic is open. But I think that's where the reverb is coming back from.
I didn't hit one.
Okay, it shows you hit the one. Even if you didn't, if you don't want to talk on the subject, press the one button for me now and press your hand. Press the one button for me now and take your hand down. Press the one button right now. There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Tracy, you don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay. So nobody else want to comment on me. Everybody got a full show here. A lot of people just on here listening. I guess some people may not want to comment. I was just kind of curious. I thought about that. We talked about it. I mean, it was only show discussed. I was at the track this weekend. A lot of people was talking about it, was asking me that I hear it. Man, what do you think about it? You know, and I think, well, you know what, I'm just going to kind of bring it up and kind of see, what do people think about that? This is grudge racing. People want people to take chances. People put a lot of money in their cars. You know, money can be tight. Some people got a little bit more money to bet than other folks. But since it's grudge racing, everybody got a 50-50 chance. So racers should step up because they got a 50-50. And I kind of found, you know, I'm getting kind of a little alarming to hear it come across like that. And it was a big discussion with some of the racers at the track. So I figured I'd put it out here in Texas and see what some of these racers think, how many people believe that. But like if first got a 50-50 chance, we'll get, and they believe it in their heart, and they're a racer, they should step up and bet their money and get the race on. And I just kind of wanted to know what the folks think. So we got a lot of people on that deal, though. So, hey, we don't have any other hands up on that, so I'm going to the next segment here. And this segment here, we have a lot of races. And this segment here is going to deal with racer slash tuner. Whether you're a racer, whether you're a driver, or you're a driver tuner, or you're just a tuner. This topic here, because it doesn't come up a few times, you know,
It's like this. It's just a question. We want to see. People have these race cars. Do you think a driver or a tuner, a driver and tuner, do you think they should be paid for what they do? Now, I know some are saying, man, that's a stupid question. Well, it's not a stupid question because sometimes people think different. So we're going to put it out here. I'd like to have the opinion because I'm quite sure there's a lot of folks out here that race cars. There's also a lot of folks out here that just drive cars. There's also a lot of folks out here that just tune cars. And there's a lot of folks out here that drive and tune on a car. So this is just out here for open discussion. Do you feel like a driver or a racer should get a driver or a tuner, excuse me, should be paid for what they do? Now, guys, push the one button, and I just want to know, give me your opinion on it. Elaborate on it. Give, tell what you think. Don't be ashamed. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I travel around a lot of places, and I see a lot of grudge races, and I talk to a lot of folks, and I know a lot of people that own cars, and I know they don't drive them. I also know a lot of people that have nice cars, fast cars, and they don't tune on them. But for some reason, those cars, they work, they run, they don't go down the track by themselves. So push the one button. We just want to see what people got to think about that. Do you think it? Sharon, we got any answers? I'm going to let somebody go.
You don't have any, you don't have any new hands that came up, Tracy. I'm sorry, but you do have a driver and a tuner on the line, Jackie Deaver, who may have some input on that.
I'd like to comment if I can, Mr. Hill.
Who is that? Go ahead.
Who's that talking? Not all of it. Is this Boom?
Who's that talking? Boom. Boom. Go ahead, Boom. Boom.
My personal opinion on that, Tommy Dow, is that if I was Boom, I work on my own cars and I tune on my own cars, but I tune because I have a tuner telling me what to do. Like, for instance, I'm at the racetrack. My tuner don't go with me. In other words, my tuner don't go with me. So I can make a phone call and he'll tell me what to do. Irvin Riley, which is the owner of the Lynch Mob. Man, I get a chance to talk to that man on the phone about the tuning that I'm doing in my car, man, the man to help me out. And, man, when I go out there and win my race, man, I come and bless the man, you know. And, you know, I buy the next set of bearings or, you know, and all that different. When he work on my truck, the man charged a dime on a nickel, man. Well, a nickel on a dime, let me say it like that. And the man don't charge me a whole lot of money, man, and I appreciate everything he do. And I think,
but he's charging you, but he's charging you, all right? You say, but he's charging
well,
you, right?
Like this, like, yeah, he charged me for what I call on for him to do. Like this, he has,
yeah,
a,
okay.
He has a business. He has a business.
So you say, in your opinion is, you know, that if a man is able to do that, he should be paid for doing what he do, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, man. Because these guys are wonderful. These guys are amazing out here, man. They are amazing, man. These tuners, these drivers, they are good. They good, man. They drive the cars, they winning, they losing, they got like a man, and they moving on in the racing world, man. You know, every chance I get financially, I'm help them. I'm a bless.
You gonna bless him, huh?
Yes, I am.
He's trying to make you shine. What you're saying? He's trying to make you shine, right?
Hey, let me tell you, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. Lynch Mob is the reason my little truck was running like it was running. Period. And I'm through with that. Boom on Wheels were responsible for that. Lynch Mob did that. But that's what I got to tell them. They should be paid. They should be compensated, man. You know, and all these guys out there doing on their own, man. I take my hats off to y'all, man, because I know where y'all at. The smaller guys, I am one of them. So with that being said, I'm going to second this to the show, Dr. Summer.
Okay. All right, Bo. Okay. Hey, look close to the line. You know, push one button, man. If you feel like, you know, if you got, hey, we want to see what you think about this. You think that the driver tuner, you know, should be paid for what they do? You mean they, you know, we just try to put it out here, see what people think about it. Sharon, we got next.
D, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
What up, D?
Oh, you got it, you got it. Well, to me, I think they ought to be paid something, you know, because without a driver, your car not going down the track. And without a tune, I don't think you're really going to win no races. So, you know, I can't see how you can get all that done and not pay somebody. You know, if it's somebody out there that's doing that for free, shit, give me their number.
You agree, though. I mean, you have a car, and you, like I say, you know, you have your car, but, you know, you're not the main person to make your car run. Somebody else trying to assist you to try to help you get your car what they need to do. And you're saying, you know, you feel it's right to compensate that person for what they do, because if not, you know, you can be lost. Would you agree?
I agree. I can agree. You know, if the tune ain't right, you're going to mess something up on the car.
Okay, well, I'm trying to see how many people out here in the grudge world, you know, feel like it's not right or feel like it's right. Or, you know, I'm like this. If two guys are together and they talking money on this car and, you know, they're together. So that scenario, one of the guys, you know, doing the work, and he, you know, he don't really got no overhead, they kind of together, something like that. You know, y'all together, so y'all kind of do it together. So it might be a 50-50 thing, and y'all, he enjoying what he's doing and stuff like that. So that might be a different case. But if it's another guy that, you know, y'all all right, you know, but you expect him to make your car running, and he got a little overhead and things he got to do. And, you know, I tell firsthand, you know, people give you so much information, and then they gonna want to get paid for what they know. That's just my opinion. That's just the way it is in the racing world, man. You know, folks not going to give you or make you go as fast as they think they can make you go for nothing. I mean, this business is a dog eat dog, and especially when it comes to these cars. And that's why you see, my opinion, some of these cars that, you know, that run pretty good, and the driver is a pretty good driver, and that's why people get these people. People get these people for reasons. So, you know, hey, man, I just kind of want to see what some of the growers were thinking, what they think. So, Sharon, what we got? Push the one button. Give your opinion. If your opinion is different, we want to hear it. Go ahead.
We have another hand that came up, but you just said what I was about to say. So far, all of the comments have been in agreement with you. If there's somebody out there who does not agree, then you need to press the one button, too, and tell everybody why you don't agree. Undertaker, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up,
ain't too much. I do my own driving, but I have two of the best, I think, in the grudge world tuners helping me out. And if I could pay them guys what they worth, I wouldn't be racing because I'd be broke trying to pay them. So,
but you compensate them, but you just don't pay them at all, or you just don't use them at all. What do you do?
No, I use them, and I compensate them when I can. You know, the friendship, it goes a long way back, but when I can compensate, I do, and they're aware of the situation, you know, that we have, the agreement that we have. So, like I said, if I could pay them what they're worth, then I'd be broke. I wouldn't be racing at all.
In other words, what Undertaker is saying is that he has a friendship with, or he has a relationship that's beyond racing with this person who tunes his car, but he appreciates it, you know, so much that he knows that he can't, what he can't afford to pay them what they're actually worth. So he pays them what he can, and they appreciate it. Am I understanding you right?
That's correct.
Undertaker.
Yes, sir.
If you didn't drive your car, if you wasn't a driver, and you wanted to race, you compensate your driver?
Yes,
if he has this keep your car, would you think it's, you know, it's right to compensate your driver?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to pay him because you have to take in consideration some of the dangers that he's taking on just by getting in that driver's seat. You're asking him to take on a big responsibility as well, so I feel that he would definitely need to be compensated.
I want somebody, I mean, we got a full show here, man, and I like to hear what folks got to say. I just, if the opinion out there is different, push the one button and give your take why you feel different. You know, hey, full show, I hear a lot of people on this line, a lot of people listening. The growth, if you're a fan, if you're a car owner, or if you just a tuner or a driver, let the garage world know what your opinion is and why you feel the way you feel. If you're a person who don't feel like that they should get paid for what they do, let them know and give you a reason why. It's just a matter of opinion. Hey, I tell people all the time, be called money, how fast do you want to go?
Push now, your mic is open.
Yeah. Hey, Atomic Dog.
Yes, sir.
I got an opinion on the driver part and the tuning part, man. I mean, it's kind of good to have somebody in the camp, you know, that know about the tuning deal. And like I say, y'all cool or whatever, y'all talk. And I'll let you know as if you're in another camp and you know somebody else in their camp that does their tuning. And you know, and like I say, between y'all talk and like I say, you have some type of relationship, a friend relationship with the guy, and he give you a hand on that. And also, like, yeah, I'll confiscate him. I'll give him some money, if I do good on win. Of course, yeah, I would, you know, because he was a part of making this happen, man. So, yeah, and then for the driving part, I mean, you know, it's like a lot of these, like you said, a car owner can have a nice car, man. I mean, you know, it'll be a big deal for him it'll be something big for a guy that don't own a car, for it to be a pleasure to drive something like that, you know. So you know, I feel as a driver, you know, if he let that also go, but if he win too, you know, he can get some money out of that pot deal. You know, that's what I feel about that. And like, and in so many words, some of these tuners, man, you know, like you said, you know, they'll start topping you. Then after that, you know, I done top some of the baddest tuners in the world, you know, and they'll give you something. You better listen to everything what they give you up front, man. Try to hold on to some of that, because after that, you know, nah, they won't even fool with you no more, man. It's a money thing to them. So they won't even fool with you no more. So, it's just good to have somebody in their camp, in another camp that's familiar with tuning. And like I say, for the driver deal, by driving somebody's car, man, I mean, you know, it'll be a pleasure for somebody to get something, you know, like that, to drive it, you know. And like I said, if they do good and win, you can give them money then. So, you know, like I say, some of that stuff, man, you can't, one of them too, some of them too out there, you can't afford them, man.
I got out. Some of them you can't afford, but check this out, no. Now. Some of them you can't afford. Okay. But you said that you had something. They're going to give you so much information, and you just said you better try to hold on to it. And so, therefore, the information that you hold on to, you feel like you got it, and you end up doing it, right?
Yeah, I end up doing it. Exactly. On my deal, man. You know, right. I end up talking to some guys and a couple of tuning guys, man. I was excited about talking to them guys, man. I didn't think they would even tell me, but they would. But you got to suck up all the information you're going to get from them, that one or two initial calls. After that, man, you ain't going to get nothing out of them dudes no more.
Okay.
You know, they ain't pretty much like you, you know, with, you know, what? With all that no more. They, you know, they doing whatever they got to do.
Why wouldn't you get any more information from them? Why did you feel like they cutting you off?
Oh, because shit. I mean, when you try to call back, there's no answer phone or no nothing. You know, I mean, you can't get nothing out. Like you did something wrong. All you was just trying to do, get the information. And you know, I never said nothing about it. I wouldn't give them none of that. But I mean, they just like cut you off, man. Yeah, they cut you off. I'm a living witness of it. I talked about three bad guys, man. One of them from Texas, and two of them from the East Coast.
It's all about the business part of it, huh?
Yeah, it's all about the business part on them guys. Them cats, I'm talking about, they're some of the baddest guys out there, you know. So it is, you know, true on that. But I sucked up some of that information, man. It got me a little base, you know. But at the same time, like I say, it's good to have somebody know what they're doing, man, you know, another camp that you cool with, you know, and they can come over there and you don't want to help to see you do good or whatever, you know, and all that, and come help you out. Then when y'all win, like one of them guys said, boom, I think that was who somebody said, somebody, yeah, I mean, shit, yeah, I'll give them money, man. I mean, I wouldn't have done that. You know, I wouldn't have done what I did if you wouldn't have did that. So, you know, yeah, I'll give it up then, Tommy, as far as drivers, too.
I hear you, Bushnell. I hear you. Okay, we're going to go to the line and see what some of those people got to say. Jay, what we got? Come on. Hey, shit.
Hey, talk about.
Go ahead.
Come and talk.
I hear you. Go ahead. Who we got?
Just move, man. Say, I'm looking for Easy D, man.
Who?
Easy D.
Easy D, if you on here, push the one button. Easy D, if you on here, push the one button. Push the one button. Easy D, we'll see if we get him since you're looking for him.
Yes, ma'am. See if I can get who? I'm sorry, the show kicked me off, so I was off for a second. See if I can get who?
Oh, okay. Open the next call up and see if you can get Easy D on the phone. Somebody looking for him.
I don't know that I have Easy. I don't have Easy D's phone number, so I need to get it. But Suitcase, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on?
Oh, not too much. Hey, I feel like the driver, the tuner, they all should be paid. Because, I mean, if you got somebody tuning your car, whether you win or lose on the races, the tuner should be paid because that's his knowledge, you know. And as far as the driver, Tommy Dog, they should be paid too. Because there's a lot of guys out there, man, that drive and if they lose, they don't want to pay. You know, the people that they drive for don't want to pay, and I don't think that's right. You know?
I need to give them a call.
Go ahead.
I mean, hey, I hear you, Suitcase. I mean, I agree with you the same way. You know, friends are friends, and you're going to help friends out. You're going to do certain things for them that you it's not, I mean, I don't feel like you're going to get their friends. You're not going to charge them like, you know, you would probably charge some other people, but at the same token, you know, you're going to probably give a friend more than what you're going to give somebody else. But I feel like it comes a point of time when it's business, you know, and you got places that, you know, hey, you got deals too, but you'll take your car to other folks and you'll pay them. But this guy just called real good friend that, you know, hey, maybe
hey, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I got Dre, man. Dre tuned all our cars, man. Dre don't charge me a dime. But, you know, I look out for him on other stuff, you know, like I can work on his car, I help him out, you know. But he don't charge me nothing. And I mean, he tuned it every weekend. We buy the time together. I mean he just down to earth with us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, I got a question. I wanted to know who Bushnell was referring to. I'm trying to see if it's me, because if it's me, I'd like to go and try it again this Sunday.
Bushnell, hold on, Suitcase. We gonna dance, brother. Yeah, that ain't nothing. I'm trying to. When I get through doing, I was told somebody at H&P without H&P Sunday, okay? I'm finna go on the end-of-year run, dog. So I know what you mean with an end-of-year run. So, I mean, I'm finna show out. I've been playing. I'm going to try to show out here real soon here, man. I'm talking about, like, this week show out. So just hold on a minute. We gonna do it again. I'm gonna start one of them with Glass Man this weekend. So I'm gonna try to show out on him, and he gonna represent all these little people that he know over there. And I hope they got something in the pot. So I got, boy, I ain't gonna even, I don't even know. I'm just sitting here skinning and grinning, man. I just every time all my dust hit the road, man, we gonna do it, man. And I just told her, I was saying to myself, to me,
nice.
You know what?
I need to get that old car ride.
Hold on, man. I ain't through yet. I said, I'm going to get that old car ride so I can run me about three or four motherfuckers, man, at one time, man. So, you know, I need to get it ride so I can't do that. Because I'm just waiting to do that, man. I ain't lying. I swear for God, man. So, I mean, it's all good, man. I'm going to be laughing, I'm smiling, and I'm going to still be dancing too, Boogie. Yeah.
You know I love
you,
yeah, so,
you
know,
ain't mine, brother. I'm going to get you back. Shit, so it is what it is, man. All I need that girl is just to ride a little bit more and hopefully this weekend. I told you, man, if it starts this weekend, boy, I'm going to show up like Atomic Dog. I will out here like I said. And I'm going to try to show out, man. That's what I'm going to try to do. Yeah, I'm going to try to show out.
Don't leave me out.
See. That girl, I've been playing with the girls, man. I'm going to put it on kill this weekend, man. So, girl, you're hoping to be good. Hopefully I get you this weekend, too. Start with two. So I have to ride that girl. Like I said, man, will you next? Yeah, because I'm sure I'm going to hide it on a suitcase.
I've
been waiting
to
holiday.
Hey, that'd be good.
Damn, dog. I've been playing with the girls, dog. I've been playing with it. Tired of playing with it. I told you to be in my homeboy at the track. I said, Bill, you know what? I'm going to load the girls up right now, man. I'm really tired of playing with it, man. So I've been on the phone since goddamn me, what day, Tuesday. Starting Monday, I was on the phone, man. I was on the phone Tuesday. Talk to my machines and all that, what I need to do about some tune-up. He told me, get them Power Shop pills out that bitch first. So I'm finna yank them out. So like I said, if it rides through, you next. You number two.
Boy, I can't wait. I can't
either.
Hey.
I think I can't wait. Boy, worse than you, I can't wait. That's how much I'm laying there to ride. Machine. That's real talk, though.
I'm loving this, man.
I put that on my 85 mama, man, that got all that health and strength, ain't no nurse room and nothing, that laugh and smile every day. My 3-year-old little boy, I put that on him, son, that I can't wait to ride so I can do that.
We gonna see.
Yeah, like how we slop, we gonna see.
He's trying to go down on you.
Now, tell me, dog. You can say it again. I like that word again. I'm trying to go down on him, man. Shit, he just said it. Well, I like that shit you be saying to me.
I'll let him go down on him, man.
When
you get through with that, with glass, man, it's going to be me and you. I don't know. You sit to the side waiting.
Shit. Yes, sir, man. Yeah, I'm tired of playing with it, man. Been playing with it all year.
Tempo.
Yeah, Roger Doctor.
I guess I better send another pound of boost, I guess.
You better put all the boost on that motherfucker when that grudge get to ride, man.
I'm laying there like some candles up this weekend, Atomic. I'm going to save all my boots for Alicat.
Hey. I'm going to run here. I hear Super Rio down. We're going to have fun. I'm tired of playing with it, man. Yeah, fun too, hey. Sue.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have fun. You know that. First you got to have fun and go with it, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's a tenfold.
Hey, on that topic earlier, I was trying to get on. I couldn't get on. But a lot, hey, I'm coming down.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, a lot of them guys on that first topic, a lot of them guys, man, that like to start talking about it's a 50-50. Man, it's a 50-50 when they got a bigger-ass motor and a badass chassis, and somebody else got a little piece of crap ass car. Yeah, it's going to be 50-50. That's the way they look at it. Just like Alicat. And I'm throwing that to Alicat. But I'm going to raise Alicat. I'm going to show him a 50-50.
I didn't quite understand you, Suitcase. I didn't quite understand you. Can you repeat that again?
So on the first topic, you talking about the 50-50 chance?
Yeah.
There's 50-50 chance. I'm saying a lot of the guys with the bigger cars, you know, them the ones that's going to be hollering 50-50.
They know 50-50 chance?
And
you said it was not a 50-50? Or what?
No, go ahead. Finish up. I'm chanting. Go ahead. I ain't through, man. Yeah, I ain't through.
No, I'm talking about suitcase.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
You was throwing that at that. Was, who were you throwing that at?
No, I threw that at Alicat.
Oh, you throwing that at Alicat?
Yeah, I threw that at Alicat.
Yeah, Alicat said that really wild nip last week when he got on the show said something about, man, he a grudge race. So I thought about that and said, man, I said, he a grudge race. That. So he said he coming to win. So he ain't worried about no motherfucking time. No, I'm just speaking on that. I ain't talking about trying to ride with Etiquette on that. So I'm just speaking on all. Somebody can say something that they can just, you can, it's just what they say, you can pick up on it real fast. So I'm like, he said, yeah, he grudge racing. I knew what grudge racing is. I ain't in my first rodeo. But I heard said somebody tell him that about it don't matter, but he ain't worried about no ties or none of that shit or what they got. You know, run what you brought, hope you got enough of that shit, man. But I know my boys that know me gonna call me like, damn, but you just done went off, man. You just done went off. You done got that. I said, well, I can't help it, man. I got to go off, man. I just need that motherfucker to do what he need to do so I can show out, man, to go down whatever the Tommy Dawg say. That's what I need to do, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm playing.
I'm on the side, man. Shit.
Suitcase, you keep bringing up week after week. I know that you bring up Alicat's name, so, you know.
We already locked in already, so it's a done deal.
So, when y'all racing, that is right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's a done deal. So, y'all just got to wait on that date to see what happened. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well,
Dean, your mic is open.
Yeah, hello?
What's going on, Dean?
Go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on, man? I wanted to comment on what you had said, you know, about the topics you had brought. But what I wanted to say was, you know, I understand what some of the guys are saying, you know, that, you know, they got friends and buddies that tune their cars and they try to give them what they can give them and everything.
Yeah.
But the thing is, man, when you want that knowledge, you know, them guys that got that knowledge and stuff, man, you got to come up with that money, you know. So you got to give them something, man, and they not going to tell you everything. You know, if you got a little bit of money, they'll tell you some of the stuff, but they ain't going to tell you everything.
He's the one, buddy.
They not going to tell you everything. If you don't got that money, you know, they just not going to tell you everything. But the thing with the 50-50 chance is that this is the 50-50 chance. Ain't no such thing to me. Ain't no such thing as no. Yeah, you can get a 50-50 chance you can win. But if you racing your class, that's what makes it a 50-50 chance. If you're not racing in your class or the cars, you know that you can race against, it's not no 50-50 chance in no drag racing. It's not no 50-50 chance in grudge racing. And then, you know, that's just how I feel about the whole subject, you know.
But I agree with you. It's my thing. If you in your class, you racing what you feel like, a car's in your class,
It sounded like Big D talking.
Nah, that wasn't me. That was
grudge. Now that was a grudge, but I'm saying that the person that got the car, that's if they worked on the car to even, you know, try to turn wrenches on their car. Maybe they don't even work on their car at all. You got some guys don't even touch their car.
I know a lot of guys that own cars that don't work on them, you know, but they got good running cars. But I don't think good running cars coming for nothing. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I just kind of put it out there, see what people think, man. You know, so you'll see what people feel like. So, you know, hey, we're going to go to the line and share. Go to the next call, see what they got to say.
Hey, Tracy.
What?
Go ahead.
Hey, Tracy.
Is that a cat? Well, Suitcase, he looking for me?
Suitcase
said
y'all locked in for November
23rd,
I believe, huh?
So, why do we need to keep on talking about
it? Suitcase,
is that a cat? What's up? What's up,
what's
man? You looking for me? Oh,
I
man, I was
going
to tell you, I'm letting the people know. That's all.
Oh, okay.
I was in the bio,
you
know, man.
You know about the
rain? Oh, yeah. I thought you was thinking bad about me. I was hoping you was thinking bad about me.
No.
All I said was, I got a 2080 chain with that car. That's all I see. I see it's a big
car.
That's a little, you know, the amount. That's all. Whatever you touch, we got a lock-in race. I want to race you forever
and a day after that.
Whatever I said. Okay. I don't even work on cars no more. So it don't matter. It's me and you. Like I told you, I think I'm going to race you. I'm going to race you. Even though you bring a big gorilla, I'm still going to race you. Then I told y'all I'm going to race you.
Yeah, I like that.
And that's still race. I'm still going to race you, right?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, most people want to race you. I'm still going to race you.
Hey, do you have a big brother that I can pick on also?
He's the biggest one over there. You pick on the biggest one right now.
Oh.
Hey, and I want hogs too. How about that?
Who?
I want hogs too.
Let's lock it in. That's all we
got to
do.
No, I told you, me and you ain't going to lock in. Only way I locked in with you because it'd be me and you ain't going to never lock in. I can't do
okay.
it.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
When
we get off the phone.
You know I raise, bro. I catch you at the track. We can do it. Matter of fact, we can do it.
Okay,
listen, Lee. I'm going to
leave you around. You want all them big-ass cars, man, with your little Mustang. I'm going to leave you alone.
I'm just racing, man.
I'm going to leave you alone,
though. That's all.
Shit.
No, we're going to try to
have cars with that motherfucker over there.
I'm going to
take you off the list, Sue. I'm going to stand back on the list.
Look, I've been winning a little bit, so I don't win a few with it. I lost one with the 901 ball, so, hey, I can stand to lose 102 right now.
I ain't afraid to say I can't get by. Shit, I'm sorry, I didn't get by from what you're saying.
Yeah,
I wouldn't try now.
I'm
gonna call that motherfucker I got.
Hey, Tracy, I'm looking for
Nightmare.
I
think
y'all
got an AZ
on this
phone.
Nightmare,
this Smooth.
Smooth.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, man, we need to take care of some business, man. I'm ready to lock in.
Man, I want Harris first, the one who got my money.
Okay, Harris. Ain't no problem.
Yeah.
November 23rd.
November, where that's at? Where it's gonna be at?
HMP in Houston, Texas.
I had to let you know on that, you know what I'm saying? I can't promise you nothing on that. But if everything go well, see, you might get that.
Okay, well, let me know. I'm easy to find.
All right, but tell your boy I want him, though.
Yeah. He on the phone. He listen to you. He wants you, too. He going to leave you sitting again.
See, goddamn.
Who he talking about, Erica? Who he talking about, Erica?
Oh, he talking about Hart.
All right, put
the
line
locked
up.
When Hard's going to bring the car through the track. Hey, when Hard's going to bring the car through the track.
Horace, hold on. Horace, your mic is open.
Suitcase, when you, can you hear me? Suitcase, when you want to lock in? You want to lock in for this weekend?
I can't lock in with y'all, man. I told you.
Do you want to lock in for this weekend? Do you want to lock in for this weekend?
I can't lock in. Show up and you got
lock in 500 on $5,000 for this week.
I ain't got $5,000, huh?
Lock in for $500 on $1,000.
Yeah, I can't lock in with y'all. I told you, I can't lock in with y'all.
Well, you talking shit on a damn F, but you don't want to lock in.
I ain't talking shit. If you show up,
man,
I bet you got a
lick. I don't
think
you got a damn lick cars, man. Like glass,
man.
You talking shit, but you don't want to lock in. Lock in, so I'm going to be there Monday.
What's going on this song?
Huh?
Ain't nobody else racing, so I'm just calling y'all, too. I know y'all, right?
Yeah.
I got bad ass cars, so ain't no reason why y'all won't raise me.
You the one that's one. You called me that. You want to lock in?
Didn't you just call me that,
right?
I did.
We do this thing. Well, lock in,
lock in with y'all. Well, whenever I catch you at the track, then we'll leave. But I ain't going to lock in.
We're going to lock in for something. When you get at the track, you always holler back trying to move and all that. Lock in something.
You.
Big for the big.
That's what you said?
That's what you said.
That's what you asked for.
Oh, boy. Me asking for something. I told you,
man.
Head up with my statue making car.
And I told you, lock in. I tell you, whenever you get it running, we're going to lock in. Then I tell you that.
You don't know that guy on the moon, not me.
Tell me you're wrong, man.
I don't remember that.
Man. Okay,
whatever. Leave him alone.
Call me when you want to lock in. I'll be ready to race.
I ain't going to lock in. Yep, I'll catch you at the track.
Yeah, I won't go to work on my own car, man. But I'm gonna go to work. But you, shit, you don't want to lock in. Then ain't no use me working on them car for nothing. Stop that car. Call me when you want to lock in. That car, I'm not gonna work on it for free.
Hey,
and another thing, Chris still want to lock in with Hotshot for the 23rd.
Hey, I'm in it too.
Do Chris still want to lock in with Hotshot on the 23rd?
Hello.
No, I thought Chris and Hotshot for next Sunday. I don't know.
They were supposed to race Sunday, but
hey,
somebody wrecked and they couldn't find track.
Hey, you said Chris?
Yeah, Turbo Chris.
Chris, push the one button. You on there? Chris, push the one button. Turbo Chris, push the one button. You on there? And you on there? You down there? All right,
go.
Push the one button, you on
that.
You used to be listening.
I can't answer that.
Yeah. They locked in the other day, but it's somebody wrecked. They locked in the other day, but somebody wrecked on the track, man, and they couldn't race.
Hey, Sharon, see if you can get Chris on the phone. And Chris, y'all didn't push the one you on the list.
He's not on here. Give me a second, and I'll try to get him on.
Somebody's got
a TV going. Hey, turn your TV down.
I'm not going to beat you, man, but, you know.
Man, I'm over here minding my own business, but you start talking noise, huh?
But I ain't asking for nothing. I'm asking for a head up way, huh?
When?
For the stocks.
I told you Sunday, but I can't lock in with you like that. Man,
because
y'all done messed up with me already. I told you, I can't do it.
Shit, it ain't like I'm going to change cars. You
know my car. No, I ain't talking about stuff like that. Last time I locked in with Alicat said he bought your car and said that was his car. He took my money, so I ain't locking with y'all no more.
You just locked in with him. You just locked in with Sam's car. Somebody did. Dion
did. Oh, yeah, now I'm talking about a while back when I locked in with Sam, he said he going to bring his car, and then he bring your car. I'm talking about that was his car.
He never said what car.
When I asked you, he said that's his car, too. So that's cool. I ain't kidding. But I don't want to lock in with y'all no more.
All right.
Well, you going to need a goddamn. What's that motherfucker named Kevin Frisky and? With some motherfucker, them twin goddamn turbo motherfuckers talking about running the back of that car, Super, you must have a bad motherfucker over there.
Nah.
You're gonna need one of them motherfuckers like that, fuck with them cars.
Come on. I ain't got no twin. I got single turbo, man.
Dang
it, that
far. Damn. I was in for a dog.
Look, that suspension car with the back seat, all that shit still in.
Goddamn, you need to see me today.
I
know he will take the hit. I take the back out of here for Roy J too.
Hey, what you mean? I got a backhand car, man.
I don't
beating on your chest and then, hell, I sit up there and call you out and you bitched up and ran.
Yeah,
Say, like I told you, man, you want to run down a truck, you can't get a bicycle down. That shit on one of these good trucks so I can knock the checkerboard out that ugly motherfucker.
Hey, why you bring that bitch down there and try to beat on your chest and think nobody's going to man up? And when somebody man up, you took your tail and ran.
Say, man, that's damn near 2 months ago. We talking about now. What you want to do now, man?
Yeah, bring that bitch back to Prairie Hill and I'll knock you dead in your ass.
I'm talking about serious.
Hell, yeah. you wanna run me, bring it to Prairie Hill, your car faster than mine, bring it to Prairie Hill and we'll get it on.
Get it on, man. You need to go find somebody else to race, Dick. I see you a cow.
Hell, you calling me out. You come down there beating on your chest.
Yeah, I'm calling you out now on a good track. I'm calling you out right now, man.
Hey, I'm telling you I'll run you in Prairie Hill. And I ain't asking for shit. And you know your car faster than mine.
Yeah, I go good track.
Well, you know it too, so I don't know why you're stirring up then.
Hey, I ain't scared. You were scared the other night. Don't you tell the red light
track, man.
Don't you tell the red light a bitch. Yeah, you trying to sneak out the track.
Meet him at that other track, man.
Show me your skin.
Show me you ain't scared. Come down there, tune your car, and let's get it on.
At the same track, man.
I ain't finna go.
Come down to Prairie Hill, tune your car, and let's get it on.
You be in there, outside. You Prairie Hill, well, 10
goddamn
times. Why you got to go down there?
Hey, can you tune your car? Can you tune your car? Bring it to Prairie Hill, and let's get it on. If mine get down the track, hell, yours ought to get down the track.
I ain't going no Prairie Hill. I'm talking, let's do it on a decent, good track, motherfucker. On a good track. That piece of shit.
Hey,
just like
I told you, your car's faster than mine, and you faster than me by 3/10.
He gonna keep you on that fucking track.
If you bring that bitch to Prairie Hill, I'll bust your head in your ass.
Man, I ain't gonna go no care here. Turn my shit up fucking with you, man. Crazy.
Well, leave it alone then.
Hey, you gonna leave it alone, man.
Yeah,
leave it alone. Cause I'm gonna knock the stripes and the checkerboards out there. Motherfucker,
hey.
You get
tired
of me.
Man, bring that bitch back down to Prairie Hill, and I guarantee you, you'll be out of race for 2 years again.
Okay. Damn. Let me put me a bucket together, then I go down Prairie Hill.
Oh, shit.
Hey, put whatever you want to put together
man.
And bring it down there.
He ain't going nowhere.
If that's the case, then you should never put that old rag in the motherfucker on there. What he gonna say? You should stay down there,
Perry.
Here,
hey, you can't tune your car.
Evidently, that raggedy motherfucker can't tune, but for Perry here, run that bitch down a good track.
Hey, evidently you can't think about what you're saying. I done told you 3/10 faster than I am. But if you bring it down there,
go find somebody you want to play with then.
Hey, when you learn how to tune your car, holler at me.
I swear for God, you lying that motherfucker up on the side of me. I'm going to knock the stripes off that motherfucker.
Hey, just like you told me at Kennedale that night, you come down over there beating on each other. You like, you know driving, motherfucker. Okay. Now, if you can drive, bring that bitch to Prairie Hill and let's get it on.
Man, I'm not going no place. I'm not going to tell my ancestors up on that motherfucker Terry here, fool.
Well, leave it alone then.
Leave it alone, man. Yeah, let's leave that alone.
Leave it alone. You done ran.
I know you didn't want to. I know you like a bro. I know you being a bro.
You done ran. Listen to yourself. You done ran once, now you running again. You calling me out. Hey, you passing me, bring the Prairie Hill. Let's get it on.
Fuck
you telling it run like a bitch. That's what you're doing.
I'm going to put a bitch up in you.
Don't feel like you're going to find him. You know what you're trying. I mean,
He done beat you once on Prairie Hill, man. He's trying to get you over there again.
Man, that ain't never beat me, man. They live,
shit. Hey, I didn't even beat him in Prairie Hill. He was at Prairie Hill. That was like, anybody at Prairie Hill want to run Nightmare, bring it to the line. I went back there, I like, let's get him. Hey, man, meet me in Kennedale tomorrow. I'm like, fuck Kennedale. We talking about tonight. You beating on your chest right now. Let's get it on right now.
Okay.
Hey,
why
you
know
what he did?
You said you had a good night at Perry Hill. Okay, I'm going to give you your clock. You had a good night at Perry Hill. Now, bring that bitch to another track. Let me see what kind of night you're going to have then. Understand?
Why you won't go to another track, man?
You want to hold your nuts on Perry Hill. Okay, I give you that little credit. Okay, you did fairly decent at Perry Hill. But what you going to do in Dallas, motherfucker? Understand?
Hey, just like I told you, your car 3/10 faster than mine.
If he calling me out,
he ought to be able to run while I want to run.
Funny shit right there, man.
Hang up the motherfucking phone, then. Nigga, you know you can't fuck with me.
Hey, you the hoe. You calling me out, but you don't want to come run.
Yeah, I'm gonna put some hoe up in you when I get on the side of you, nigga.
Bring it to Prairie Hill and get up on the side of me. We gonna see who the hoe. I'm gonna bring some panties for you when I get through here.
Keep all talking about pins.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring some tight ass panties for you. Pink and black.
Walk off like a bitch. Make sure you have them thongs on when I run it up your ass too, huh?
Shit, you had thongs on when you ran the other night.
Yeah. So
wait until I go get ready to go up there and run, then they all hopped in the truck and sneaked off.
Man, you ain't got a motherfucking thing to just make me run nowhere, nigga.
Made you do it. Yeah. I done made you do it.
That weak motherfucker you got, you can't tell motherfucker.
Hey, that bitch must be my shoes. Hey, must not be shooting. Your ass was running.
Yeah, okay.
You ran.
Well, make me run down here then, where everybody can see me running.
Hey,
make me run where
you
everybody
ran.
Can see me running.
Man, that dude said he ain't going nowhere, man.
Hey, you know what? Like I say, ain't no damn fool. This man's car is 3/10 faster than mine. But if you bring it to this track while he was down there, he's going to
get a chance.
How
you going to say what kind of time I run, nigga? You don't know what I run, nigga.
Nigga, I'll tell you what you ran, made
what?
You look stupid.
Why you want to race on another track?
You want to race on another track? What did I just say? His car is 3/10 faster than mine.
Oh, so you want to beat him on technicality race, hey?
No, it's not beating on the technicality. It's being smart about it. He come down there. If I go anywhere beating on my chest and tell anybody out on the track they want to run, I don't give a fuck if it's a pro mod. I'm going to run them because that's what I said. Because I'm no bitch. Nigga, come down there and say anybody on the track.
That's taking care of this shit, man.
I'm giving you a problem. I'm telling you, I couldn't get out of the truck.
You sound like to me. Y'all stuck on somewhere because you feel like your car ain't fast enough to match up with it. You want to put it out and get on a certain track. You don't want to go to that certain track. So, do you like y'all stuck? That race ain't going to happen. Y'all just have to get the same track and try to come up with something else. Because it sounds like you're not going nowhere with that one.
I'm gonna push that raggedy motherfucker to the line.
I'm gonna get my belt and pull you to the line, nigga.
You ain't gonna do that, no Kennedy. You gonna do that Prairie Hill.
Hey, tell him to go to Kennedy. I try straight off the trail if he's faster than it. Tell him to go straight off the trail.
What's the difference between Kennedy and Prairie Hill?
I come straight off the trail. When do you want to come straight off the trail?
What's the difference between Kennedy and Prairie Hill?
Why did he bring
that bitch down there that night when all the big dogs was up to Killerdale playing, and he come down there where he thought some scrubs was, and he got his ass run off?
I came down there to the beach. I couldn't get down the track. What boy I done told your ignorant ass?
Why you couldn't get down the track?
Say, man, did you
go to
school?
Danger Racing, your mic is open.
Danger. 30 minutes of nothing.
Hey, man, you're going to be in town October 12th. Danger, who is that? Hold on. Go ahead, Danger.
Boom, we trying to find out. You're going to be in town October the
12th. In what town?
Who? Say, who you calling? It's Smooth calling Nightmare. You go,
yeah, what's up?
Y'all going to be in town October the 12th.
In what town?
You're going to be in Denton.
October the 12th? Nah, yeah. Nah, I'm being Arkansas, man. I'm going up there, fuck them boys.
Okay.
Yeah. Who is this? Anyway? Who asked about it? Who?
It's Malibu.
It's Malibu.
What's Malibu?
Malibu.
That's
the Malibu that's going to get on that ass.
Hey,
oh.
hey, if
you get
a cow
on the
12th, let me
if
tell you something. You didn't have to wait till the 12th. Hey, man, you ain't got to wait till the 12th. If you want to get my ass, you can get it Sunday, nigga.
Yeah.
What
you
talking about?
If you be in town on the 12th,
you ain't got to wait till the 12th. You can get it Sunday, whoever you is,
yeah.
Nigga. Talking about the 12th.
Hey.
Don't throw
you get all hype all you want. Get all hype all you want. On the 12th, if you ready, I'm ready. On the 12th.
I'm ready now, man. I'm ready now.
You're ready now. No, you're not. You really not.
Okay, well, you talking, I'm telling you I'm ready. What's up?
Yeah. On the 12th.
How the fuck you going to tell me
down,
my boy ain't ready? I'm ready.
You can go chase the most. But if I have to match that money, what you going? Match that money. Make money. You ain't got to make that long trip.
Yeah, damn right. Nigga, you ain't got to wait till the 12th. Nigga, we can do that tomorrow. I mean, Sunday, nigga.
It's weekend. That's what you say. That's what your mouth say.
What's that, man?
I told you, I need to talk to Cliff.
Me and Cliff on that motherfucker. Cliff can't make no decision. Nigga, me and Cliff on that motherfucker. Here you talking about.
Hey, but like I said, I want you on the 12th. If you're going to be out of town, I'll get you after the 12th.
Okay, well, get me after the 12th, because I ain't going to be here on the 12th.
Night, nigga.
Yeah, tell you that.
All right, I guess that one ain't going. That one ain't going nowhere. So
this
ain't
last long
that
other one did. What
was that?
No, go ahead, son.
No, go on. I guess they're gonna be in two different places, so that race ain't gonna happen. So.
Well, it ain't gonna happen. One say you heard it. You ain't got to wait till no 12, so shit, that line happened, but that wasn't before that, and that ain't gonna happen, because y'all got to be, I done forgot that track, he said so goddamn much, man.
what you say?
Nah, I said that wasn't before that, and they ain't gonna go to high time. He said, he told her about that track, let me tell that old boy to say that goddamn track, he said that track so goddamn much, I done forgot the name.
Here, that bullshit.
Here.
Okay, well, hey, Sheriff,
you
ain't got no other hands up.
You
got another hand up, because as soon as I try to do something different, another hand up.
You don't have any more hands up.
Okay, we're running up on that 9 o'clock hour, man. So, hey, good show, man. Everybody, you know, talking on action. I see we got some people stepping up trying to do some of these next upcoming races, man. And as you know, again, I'm announcing again, we got a small race going on down here at Timber Academy Dragway October 19th for the ones who can make it. Come on down. We're going to be trying to put on some action. Follow that. You know, the race is coming up in October. So they got one in Denton. Then Atticat got one in November. Then we're going to close it out in December with the one we have in Dallas. So, hey, man, with that said, we're going to go do last callers, and we're going to get out of here for the night, guys. So, Sheriff, you want to go do last call?
One last hand that just came up. 682-6122, your mic is open.
Hey, Trey, this fucking town. Man, I need you to give me a call. With your personal number, I need to ask you something.
Was it fucking down at 4?
Yeah. I need you to give me a holler. I lost your number, your cell number. So, this is in my other phone. So, give me a call. I need to ask
you something. You got the same phone number?
Yeah, I got the same number. Yeah, 682-221-6122. Yeah. Yeah, I'll
okay,
be
man.
Show. Give me a holler.
Okay, I'll do that, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right.
One more hand that just came up. One more hand that just came up. 713-2703. Your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy. Don't let Sam
get your
blood pressure elected on. Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
What's that?
Hey, don't let Sam get your blood pressure up to like them all.
They can't get mine up, but they can't get me on their ass.
Yeah.
Well, you come down on 23rd. We gonna see.
Listen.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make them lock it up two times.
If I come do it at Sam rate, then they gotta come do it at my rate. We can lock it up for both of them. We ain't lose a draw.
That sounds real good.
We're going to talk about that, because you think I wouldn't give that card a one and a one. We're going to lock it up and going to show you.
Are you give me one and one?
I don't even know what you got, so I'm not going to say nothing on no card in the ground.
I got a bag-ass Mustang.
I'm quite sure I will get to see it.
Lock them up.
Hey, Tracy, you always saying bring action, and now here it is in your face, you don't want to bring action.
Hey, look here, I'm not mad.
Stop all this old fake-ass racing you be doing, Tracy.
Damn.
You are the
man
that don't need to see your fake-ass racing, man.
Watch this, Sam. I saw your car, Sam. You got one and one.
You ain't seen my car.
I thought you were playing to be yours. Would you run another top four car here? Damn, what I'm gonna tell you, just like you told me earlier, you don't know. You just drug race. I'm gonna tell you what you said. I don't know. I'm just drug race. Your ass got one and
what
one.
What you be trying to do, Tracy, is a me class race with drug race. I don't know what the hell I'm trying to do.
Sam, I don't know what the hell I'm trying to do, but you got one and one, too.
I got a top sportsman car that will run you head up.
You got the car that I saw on the track that you playing it with your horse.
That one that you playing at the track, that one got one and one, too. Give me the back tire to move, and we're going to lock that in. Hey, Sam, we're saying the turning lane. Give me the back tire to move from a top sportsman car, a legal top sportsman car, and we're going to lock that in.
Damn, I'm not giving nobody no move, bro.
Well, okay then. Why are you always begging from another top sportsman car then?
I didn't hear you on this same show begging from another top sportsman car. Why is this? Why did you open your damn mouth to ask me for the move you know I won't get to?
But I'm just saying.
Give me the back tire to move and we're going to lock in with my car.
Sam, watch this. You got one
you
and one
saying,
that
look,
I saw on the track when I was at your race. That one got one and one, too.
Give me 20 push-ups for that dumb-ass shit you just said. Give me 20 push-ups.
You need to get there for coming at me with that shit. I'm not giving
no car,
no move, sir.
Well, then, Trevor, you are not ever ask another top sportsman car for the move, then. If you don't want to give a move, don't be asking for the move.
Sam.
Yes, sir.
I didn't ask Sam for the move. You don't want to say the right thing, do you? Oh, coward. I didn't ask Sam for the move. But what I did tell Sam and Horace, I thought both of y'all got one and one.
He didn't know.
Show,
Your show is to bring action. And you're supposed to be the guy that's on the show, and you don't know how to bring action.
I'm giving you some Sam, listen, Sam. If I told you,
that's not what I asked
you.
I asked
something.
For
that time
to move.
I said, no.
I'm not going to let you want to give me.
Okay, we got this. Then I'm not going to give you what you want.
Well, then
hey,
let me
in this,
man. Let's board this. Let's board it. I don't want to talk about it no more.
Watch
it. It's simple with me.
Watch this. Watch this, Sam. What you want to you set your ass between the feet and the steering wheel.
So,
that's what I thought.
Now you say that you give me the back time move and I drive.
You know what I mean? I did not say that I give you no back down and move. I said you get it and I do something for you.
Oh, that's what I thought you said. You better humble down, goddammit.
I did not say what it was, Sam.
You better humble down. You better try to say, hey, don't raise your voice at me no more.
Let me say something to you, sir. You know, you ain't going to do a goddamn thing to talk. When it comes to me,
you
and
give me
that
time to move, and I'm going to show
you. If you can't fuck with me, you shouldn't even be saying shit to me.
You give me the back time to move, and I'm going to show you something.
Damn. Damn. You will. If you give me the back time to move, I'll show your ass something, too. I will give you one and one, bro. And I will give you one and one. I tell you what I do. And what it is, say it up.
I don't want to do that. There's plenty of cars around here waiting out of here that I can run.
Been
and I'm just saying, hey, you got oil pressure, you know, get in the other way. Tracy, final comment.
Hey, good show, man. Good show. Thank you, man. I'm again going down Temple Academy Dragway, October the 19th, Little Rebel. Got the truck. Gonna go at it. We got the 28 gonna go at it. Everybody that can make it, come on down. We're gonna give the folks on this side of town something to look forward to. So, hey, everybody that can make it, man. Good in, man. Everybody be safe. Keep on doing what you're doing. And we'll see you again on the Grew of Jinx Farm for the Comic Dog Show. Good night, everybody.
Tracy, hold on. You had one hand that came up. I'm not sure that they really took this. 503-0095, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, this is Doug. I just want to say appreciate the good show and all the good info. And your birthday is right behind mine because mine is August 29th.
Happy belated birthday, Doug.
Happy birthday to you, man.
Yeah, I just realized that last week when we were talking. I said, your birthday's right. You're the same side as me, man. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, y'all have a good night.
Okay, Doug, man. Appreciate it. Take care of Jeff out of that orbit now, man.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to call Ernie tomorrow.
Okay, that's it, Sharon. Okay, see you next week, guys. Hey, give me a topic. Give me a call. Give me a topic. We'll see y'all next week. Good night.